This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by our weekly television show, This Week in Agribusiness. Cattle industry leaders are worried about those dietary guidelines due to be renewed. They're worried about a stacked deck that could possibly take place. I'll explain it coming up after this. Every weekend, farmers and ranchers from the California coast to the Carolinas tune in to catch our broadcast, This Week in Agribusiness. They not only tune in for the agriculture news, of course, but there's that weather forecast. Veteran agricultural meteorologist Greg Solier takes a look now every week, 4 weeks in advance, to see what might be coming along. For example, his forecast this next weekend will, of course, take us right on into the month of March. Then there's our market discussion. And coming up this weekend, we'll have Randy Block from Cattle Facts joining us on This Week in Agribusiness. Tune in to catch all of that information and more. Oh, yes, I almost failed to mention Max's Tractor Shed, where we put in the spotlight somebody's favorite old antique farm tractor. This Week in Agribusiness, seen 4 times a weekend on RFD TV and once a weekend on 120 local television stations. While the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, at their meeting last week that we attended there in New Orleans, was talking about several things on their radar screen. Yes, regulatory reform is high on the list yet. Trade issues and access to markets, they worry about that. Fake meat is high on the list, too. But then there are those dietary guidelines. That's one thing that they've marked that they really want to keep an eye on, because of the possibility some people could be appointed to the committee that oversees those guidelines, who would weigh in there with an agenda and try to get guidelines that are not all that friendly to America's beef producers. The federal government updates its official dietary guidelines every 5 years, and that process will be ramping up this year. And the National Cattlemen's Beef Association said it'll be working to protect the scientific credibility of the dietary guidelines. This concern has arisen because at times in the past, some of the folks appointed to the committee, that committee that is selected by the head of the Food and Drug Administration and the Secretary of Agriculture, some of those folks have been in there weighing in against the meat industry. So the cattlemen say they want accurate information there about the nutritional advantages of beef as part of a balanced diet. Visiting about this with some of the beef industry leaders last week, as we were there in New Orleans, they said those guidelines are important because they do get used. They are utilized, for example, by dietitians who consult with school systems and hospitals. And those guidelines can very much shape the kind of food that is being recommended. And sometimes if there's an agenda, it might be against beef. I'll be back after this.